Are we friends? I guess so. Are we? We're not family, but sometimes.
Sure, we are. What, come on now.
Okay, really?
We've been doing this for nearly 10 years together.
Yes, and we've known each other for three times.
Decades.
Decades for that as well. Work family. And sometimes they talk about workplace as a family place. But, you know, you spend a lot of your waking hours with your work family. And is that a good thing? Is that not a good thing? What's the relationship we have? We have with us Rachel DiAlto joins us this morning. She's a relationship coach, expert on that, motivational speaker. Good morning, Rachel. Appreciate your time. How are you today?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So our coworkers really become sort of part of our family. As Craig said, we talked earlier, you know, probably more than your regular family, considering you work for 8 hours, you probably sleep for another length of time. How much time do you really spend with your real family? How does it benefit us? I mean, it must be a good thing, I would think, right?
Yeah, well, especially if you like your work family. So are we good over there, Bruce and Craig?
Yeah, sure, we're great.
Well, Craig we're okay.
It's something we wanted to talk through. But yeah, we all, 90% of us have work families. Comfort Hotels actually did a great study that has some really good statistics about it, where work families are really important. And we spend a third of our lives at work. So if you can find people, and even if it's just one person that you really like in your workplace, it makes you happier. And it really just allows you to build your professional skills, your network, and your relationships to make your overall happiness raised. So work families are really important.
Right, and I guess there's different dynamics that you have, really, because there's coworkers that right sit next to you. There's other, you know, and then gender maybe plays an issue in it. I've heard sometimes they talk about a work wife, somebody who you kind of let things, you know, they may know more things than your real wife sometimes, just because of the fact that you're carrying on conversations throughout. Talk a little bit about, I guess, maybe the balance between that sort of thing, too.
Absolutely. Yeah. So obviously, these are very appropriate relationships that you have with people who you spend a lot of time with. And I think it really is what makes the difference between having a fulfilling job and having a job that you dread going to. One of the other statistics that I love out of the study that Comfort did was 90% found that their job was more fulfilling, even if they had one person that they were close to. So I think any time that you can create an environment in your workplace that's positive and gives you someone that you enjoy spending time with, overall you're more happy.
As with a typical family, you don't get along with everybody all the time. I imagine certainly that's the case in a workplace. Is there anything we should or can do about that?
Yeah, well, obviously, listen, that's why they make vanilla and chocolate, so not everybody's always going to get along, but we can all be professional. One thing that I think is really important for work families to do is travel together, because you're able to create stronger, more personal relationships. I've always said there's no one that you wouldn't love if you didn't know their story. And a lot of times when you're in the workplace, you might not know the people that you don't get along with, but if you have time to socialize with them, if you're able to connect with them outside of the workplace, all of a sudden you might see a different side of them and have a different perspective. So I'm all for getting out of your workplace, traveling together, spending social time, and that's why Comfort Hotels has this entire campaign with the Ultimate Work Family Trip, because they want you to really get to know each other outside of the office, outside of your workplace.
So what is this Comfort Hotels Ultimate Work Family Contest? What is it all about?
So Comfort Hotels is giving away an entire hotel. So the entire hotel is for you and your work families for a weekend, not forever. But it's allowing everybody to get together, really check out. So Comfort has done an amazing overhaul, new lobbies and rooms, a new logo that really just makes it a perfect blend for business travel and their personal families as well. So you can get everybody in and spend a weekend together where you're not focused on work. And that's really something that I think can make a huge difference in an office environment or any sort of workplace environment.
Do we get to choose, though, the place, or is this already designated for us?
No, there's actually 5 different options. So if you want to go to Austin, you can go to Birmingham, you could go to right outside Hershey Park in Pennsylvania, Myrtle Beach, or Denver. All lovely destinations. Oh.
So who's minding the store while we're all enjoying our work family vacation?
Listen, your logistical stuff has got to get figured out internally. Maybe you close down for a weekend. I mean, everybody needs a break now and then.
Right. And obviously, that makes for a better time. And I suppose a lot of times we spend a lot of times with those people developing different relationships. Does that come about because maybe the climate of who gets hired for a company, you know, may reflect similar values, and that's sort of how you create people that really get along?
I do see that like attracts like, but I think it's almost more interesting and better for people in terms of their own personal evolution to have difference and diversity and be able to kind of learn to get along with different people and different mindsets. And even people who are similar, we all approach life in a different way. We all approach our relationships in a different way. So even if you have people that are similar, you're going to have some differences to work through in any situation.
Some people I like to work with, some people I like to be friends. I'm not always sure that the people that I, you know, if I could just hang out with them, I'd probably be like them better than I do as a coworker. What's my problem?
I don't think you have a problem, but I think it's just the environment. So a lot of times, as I was saying before, if you can travel with someone and have social time and be able to get out of that day-to-day grind and learn about these people, because typically the ones that you may not get along with the best, it's because you don't know them personally. You don't understand their perspective or where they're coming from. And that typically doesn't happen as easily as it would maybe in a more social setting. So if you're hanging out, you know, at a restaurant together, or you're hanging out in the lobby where you can have a conversation and it's not just work focused, those relationships get stronger. I think there's you could get along with anybody, but you need to understand who they are.
Right. How do we enter this contest? What's the requirement for that?
You can go to comfortworkfamilies.com and let us know why your work family deserves a hotel.
All right. I have to decide who's going to be put in charge of the essay to put on that. We'll have to see that. That's the other part, right? Which of you guys can write? And have, so who's creative around here? That's you find out a little secrets about people. Well, Rachel, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing us. Again, if people want to find out more, where's the place to go for this?
Comfortworkfamilies.com.
Thanks very much, Rachel. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks.